Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
You said I always knew it, but I just didn't want to put that attention, that kind of, I didn't want to face it. Because I had failed before in another marriage. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down podcast. This is the pregame portion of your program as I initial these things. You guys writing questions, comments, and concerns, remember, you can do them anonymously, which I like. Maybe I'll start submitting questions anonymously. You won't know it's me. I don't know. See what happens.
You stole Aaron that Andrews. From me. I told you I had a question I wanted answered. Remember?
I didn't steal anything from you.
And but that you never one even took a turn.
I was going to say, you never submitted that because there was definitely more questions than answers in that situation offline.
Terrible.
All right, you guys. First things first. Oh, this is cute.
Yeah.
AK801, favorite board game. My favorite board game is Clue. It always has been.
Ooh.
I still have a dream. Oh, okay. Well, then you won't be coming to the Clue party that
no,
I want.
No, go ahead.
Because what I wanted...
I just am not good at it.
Okay. Well, what I've always wanted to do is have a Clue party in real life, and everyone dresses up as one of the characters, Colonel Mustard, Mrs. Plum, Mrs. Scarlet, Mrs. White, whatever, and then you have a murder mystery party. I think it would be so fun. I love this game, although I was always perturbed that you had to have at least 3 players because no one ever wanted to play. Clearly, you won't be playing with me. So 3 players, loved it. Second runner-up is... Chutes and Ladders. Go.
I was going to say Chutes and Ladders, but I have a question. In Clue, there's a character named Colonel Mustard.
Yes, he is, as you can assume, the mustard
yellow
color of the little peas. Yes. Yes, Colonel Mustard in the conservatory with the wrench. Classic character.
What's a conservatory?
Okay, she's not playing. Conservatory is one of the rooms where you can do you know what a wrench is? I'm going to throw
a wrench but in. I don't know what a conservatory is. Is that where nuns are?
No, that's a convent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm fresh off a flight from Philadelphia.
She is. And we will talk about that on our full-length podcast. This one had the game of the year last year, and there were fights and all sorts of things.
You put really your finger out of my face. Get your
finger. With
no,
a slick-back pony.
Well, it's slick back because it still looks like crap from yesterday where it was raining and misting the whole time. And I just clearly said, you know what? The fact we don't have hair out on the road, this is exactly why. Because this hair looks crazy.
Well, I'm going to save this for the full length podcast because you also don't realize that the second that your camera goes up, we hear everything and see everything you do. So when you were like, I look like a wet dog, this is crazy. There was like a million things I wanted to text you, but you were going to go into your hit. So I was like, I'm just going to lay out on this one.
I said, looked crazy.
The comedy is in the shit that you say before. Sometimes during yesterday, which by the way, Cherry's like, oh, you've got jokes. I like the theatrics. And I'm like,
No, that's just Aaron doing a report like a normal person and having personality. Okay, I digress.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this on the
and
Full
being
Length
at the game 7 hours before I needed to. We'll talk about that. I'm writing it down. Being at the game 7 hours before I need to. Okay, anonymous. We love anonymous. Keep them coming. We won't say who you are because we don't know. It's anonymous. My best friends and I hate one of our friends' boyfriends. Ooh, he can't hold a job, very negative and picky, and even got them to spend thousands on a dog that he takes no part of. We've noticed he influences her to make bad financial decisions, even though she used to be very financially smart. They've been dating for about 5 years. Should we talk to her? Yes.
Was this submission by you from previous boyfriends of mine? Because there's a lot of boxes that were checked off here of various people in my past.
Why was it taking you 5 years to talk to her? That's crazy. And I'm sure she probably knows you don't like him anyways. What's wrong with her? Doesn't she want to save her money? Financial decisions. Does he have a job? Oh, no, he can't hold a job. Yes, I think you bring it up to her. This is crazy.
I'm going to talk to you, Ms. Anonymous, from Expand, and grab some hummus because this is going to be a minute. I have been on this side of it. And my lovely co-host and girlfriend, Erin, on the side, told me a lot of things about my previous situations and brought to light things that I did not want to see. I chose to ignore, even if I knew they were there. She put a spotlight on them all. And as hard as it is to hear it, especially from the people that you love, they are saying it because they love you and they want the best for you. So I think you're doing your friend a complete disservice by not being totally honest with her about this. And especially if she keeps complaining about the same thing over and over again. I'm going through this with some friends right now where it's like, I hear the same thing over and over again. And finally, I'm like, change it, because I'm someone who, if there's a problem.
Seriously, you yes, are? You haven't told me this.
I know, because you've been busy.
That's an anonymous submission. Said, oh, no, I'm having a midlife crisis. We'll talk about that in the big show.
We'll talk about all.
Really?
Things. Yeah, because it's like, I'm someone who will have, I'll give you a lot of runway. But then once we're off that runway, it's the end of a cliff. And I can't keep endorsing or supporting the same narrative. I've read the same chapter of your book over and over and over again, and I'm bored. I'm putting the book down, and you come back to me when you want to write the next chapter, because this is boring, and I just want my friends to be happy. So unless you want to make a change, and I'm saying this to the anonymous friend or the friend that I had, that unless you want to make a change, like, then it's going to be the same shit over and over again. So
I will say this.
Long-winded answer, but
I'm not sticking up for your anonymous friend, which I can't wait till your anonymous friend submits a question to us about you. I had this friend and she hosts a podcast and now she just talks about me publicly. Nice to hear from you, anonymous. I want to bring up one thing that you said to me about when I, approached you about what was happening in your life. I thought it was really interesting. You said, I always knew it, but I just didn't want to put that attention, that kind of, I didn't want to face it because I had failed before in another marriage. And it, as simple as that sounds, I fucking got it. And I felt bad that I didn't see it that way. But then I was like, all right, come on, we got to get out of this. Like, this is so unhealthy.
No, you were my harshest critic. And I say this because in life, you are my harshest friend. And you have also, and that's a good thing, because you will tell me truths that a lot of people are probably afraid to say, or don't want to hurt my feelings, or don't want to, whatever, put that on me. But you have also pushed me to make the best decisions in my life because of your honesty. So it'll make me emotional thinking about it. But like, if I don't get that from you, then I really don't get it from a lot of people, because it's, you just put, you
no,
put
we all some, have our friends that do that. Yeah.
You, and you are. Yep. And so it's the best and the worst thing in the moment, because you're like, fuck, she's right. But a really good friend will say things that you don't always want to hear, but you need to hear. So to Miss Anonymous.
Well, I need to hear who you're talking about, but we won't, because that person's anonymous.
So. Oh my God.
Like, probably listening.
Probably not.
Anyways.
Okay. But yes, go ahead and tell your friend. If you're a real friend, and by the way, and I will say this too, because this is the last part on this, and I could do a whole podcast just on friends and this very topic. Oh, time's up. I would say be prepared for her to get mad. And if it hurts your friendship, then you probably didn't have the friendship that you thought that you had. And that's where you kind of need to be like, all right, I'm willing to like lose this person as a friend or lose the like, you know, closeness of the friendship if she can't handle it, because that's just what comes with the territory. Okay, girl. Come to us for all your problems.
So we're really light calm down today, you know?
Okay. Morg Fielder. Oh, this is great. Yep. This is for you, sister. Expecting my first baby in 8 weeks and freaking out. Tips for newborn live, my mommy.
You should be. This is the wrong week to ask me. I'll preview it for the big show. I had my first big, like, panic, anxiety, chest pains, like week, and just tough.
You're 6 months in. Good for you.
Yeah. Enjoy these next 8 weeks, because after your kid comes, it's never going to be the same. Make sure you've got everything done on your checklist. Make sure you have everybody in order that you want coming and helping you out, because I obviously didn't physically have my baby, but once your baby comes there, your world is upside down. So just make sure you get your plans in order now and enjoy the QT time with your partner, because it's over. Yeah. It must have been love, but it's all. Jared, that's a dedication to you. No, we're not getting divorced. Everyone relax.
Here we go.
Here's my ring.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
Jesus.
This is a time I need to put on a calm down sweatshirt. Okay. Next question. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Knitter Beth 509. Travis and Taylor are still loving it or over it? I love it. I still love it. I gotta be honest. I am really into this song right now. Like, I think about it when I'm trying to go to sleep.
Let's fast forward to 300 takeout coffees later.
Is it over now? Jillian Gregory, our resident makeup artist, had a great song. Hey, why didn't that song slap when she first released it? Like, it slaps now. Why is
that
it so popular
say?
Now?
Slaps?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know any of the verbiage.
But I'm into them still. Do your thing, guys.
I will tell you this right now. Here's a fun fact. And no, this isn't a plug for the podcast. But probably about the last 3 weeks, I have listened to You Need to Calm Down on my way into work in the morning at 4:30 a.m. because it just puts me in the right headspace where she's like, it's 7 a.m. Like,
you're being so loud.
I'm like, this is how I have felt about everyone in life. And I'm like, it is too early. It is too much. If you don't like it, just leave me alone and calm the fuck down. So, yeah, I blast that thing going down Pico Boulevard with my coffee, and it starts my day off right, and I whip on into that Fox lot, and I am just as happy as can be knowing that she has set the literal background and soundtrack to my life.
And listen, I know we're going over, but I got a little intel this weekend from some wags out in Philly. Not Eagles wags, and I'm not saying they're 49ers wags. I'm not going to tell you who they are.
They're NFL wags.
Yep. No, they're NFL. Mm. And somebody asked in front of me if what the gals on their team thought, and they were like, love it. Adorable. Yeah. And they were like, you know why? Because that's a man. And she's with me. Ooh, here's a good one. Here's a good take from an NFL wag, which I loved. She said this: for the first time publicly, it seems like she's with a guy that's not like, oh yeah, I'm with Taylor. Don't take my picture. I'm at the concert. She's
He's
with a
like,
guy that's like,
Wall Street Journal.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm into it all.
I do too. Yeah.
Into it all.
Mention it all.
And speaking of mentioning, we've got a lot to mention, discuss, and break down on the Full Length Podcast. I have a feeling, and I get a good feeling about something. You're not going to want to miss this one. We have a lot to discuss.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way.
Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.